You can do it. Consistency is key. Small steps take you big places. Hello, beautiful people, and welcome to another episode of the Sweet Madness Podcast. Here we talk about everything sweet and everything mad and everything in between. Today we are discussing something that countless people struggle with, including myself. Let's talk imposter syndrome. Before we dive in, let's define what imposter syndrome actually is. Here's what Psychology Today says, and this is a direct quote. People who struggle with imposter syndrome believe that they are undeserving of their achievements and the high esteem in which they are, in fact, generally held. They feel they aren't as competent or intelligent as others might think, and that soon enough, people will discover the truth about them. Wow. Oh boy, do I have to take a cleansing breath. Undeserving. That's the word that stings. How many of you think you are undeserving? If your hand went up, or if you thought about raising your hand but didn't, I'm here to tell you that you're not alone. I constantly struggle with feeling deserving of all of my accomplishments. I constantly find myself choosing to not believe the compliments I get on my work. What I found imposter syndrome comes down to is we don't believe in ourselves. It comes down to comparing ourselves to others on a daily basis. If it's not daily, it's constant enough to make us think we are not worthy of the praise we receive or aren't good enough right from the start. We think there's always going to be someone out there who is going to do a better job than we are. So why even try? Why accept the praise? Why go after that goal or dream we have in our hearts? Here's the truth. There's always going to be someone out there you think is better than you are, whether it's something small or big or in between. Maybe they are better, but that doesn't mean you give up the chance to try doing the thing you want to do. It's in your heart for a reason. I'm going to tell you something you may not believe. You have a unique voice. You have a spin on things that no one else has. So why are you doubting yourself? You have the power to make something uniquely yours. You have the power to make something special. You have the power. You are worthy. I know what you're thinking. But Amanda, how? How do I combat imposter syndrome? Let me tell you a story. It's December of 2022. I lost one of my jobs, the day job that was keeping me afloat being a New York City resident. This city is expensive, man. I'm down on my luck and started to feel sorry for myself. Boy, those feels were feeling. Now, it's months after looking for a new job. I said, F this, I'm going to make my own future. I have the time, so why not now? I studied and pushed myself to learn marketing and the psychology behind it. I met the beauty that connects people to other people, businesses, and products. I became a freelance copywriter. Make no mistake here. I didn't flip a switch and suddenly believed in myself. It doesn't work that way. It's a process, a hard process. The whole time I studied and practiced, I kept hearing that devilish voice in my head. You are crazy. You're never going to make it. You're not good enough. There are thousands of better copywriters out there. But there was also an angelic voice I kept hearing. From my instructor, from the books I was reading on productivity and time management, and most importantly, from my younger self. You can do it. Consistency is key. Small steps take you big places. You have a unique voice that brings value to others' lives. So what did I do? I started incorporating this simple sentence into my nightly journal practice. You are worthy. I started listening to guided meditations that focused on self-love and worthiness. Before I knew it, and by that I mean months of inner work, I was better with compliments and kudos. I actually took them. I no longer negated them or shoved them off. I started to actually believe in myself. But Amanda, how do I get there? You are more than welcome to try my You Are Worthy journal practice. Just write down this simple sentence anywhere, once a day. It doesn't have to be in the context of nightly journaling. Try it for 30 days and see how it changes your mindset. This is what it all comes down to, guys. Mindset. Feel free to try guided meditations, but if that's not your vibe, try this. Pick one thing you've always wanted to do. Just one. Work on it a little bit each day. You set the amount of time you want to work on it. For me personally, I'm a big fan of 30-minute increments. Day one can simply be outlining your schedule. Day two can be research for the first nuggets of brainstorming. The point is, you create the way you need to. And the beauty of it, you can switch up your process if it's not working for you. You make choices. You have the power. Another way to get out of imposter syndrome is to pay it forward. Do you have a friend that's releasing music? Someone you know starting a small business, trying to make it in the performing arts world? Are they going after their dreams? Maybe their dream is to get a puppy, but they're having serious doubts. Here's what you do. Give them your support. Give them your encouragement. Like their posts on social media, share their stuff, send messages of affirmation. This will not only help them if they've got the imposter syndrome blues, but it will turn that nugget of darkness you're thinking about yourself into a bright ball of sweetness. There is nothing more sweet than the sense of camaraderie and community for humans. We thrive on it. The next time you're feeling unworthy or undeserving, I have a suggestion for you. Think about and write down how you would like to make a positive impact on the world. What is your mission? What is your goal? Ask yourself, how can I contribute to this world in this lifetime? That's what I do when I suffer from setbacks. I get back to my purpose. And if I need help, I ask for it. I have a community around me that is there for me, and I am there for them whenever we need each other. One of the arms of that community is you. You guys, you listeners, you keep me going. Thank you for all of your support, and you know I'm always here if you need it. Just shoot me an email at amandamontoni.com or message me on Instagram at amanda.montoni. I am here for you. I want to hear your story. I hope this episode helped you in all the ways you needed it to. You are worthy. I'm going to say it one more time, and I really want you to feel this deeply as you take it in. You are worthy. And if you need some reminders about how special your voice is, how unique your voice is, my collection, Thoughts While Singing, is full of poems and prose that encourage you to sing out. Let that voice out, baby. The really cool part about this collection, and I still fangirl over it, is that every single poem or prose is tied to a song. So you can listen along to the official Thoughts While Singing playlist on Spotify. How cool is that? An interactive book with music tied to every single page. It was heaven to write. Head to amandamontoni.com to check it out, or find the Thoughts While Singing official playlist on Spotify. Now, I'm going to sign off reading a page from Thoughts While Singing. It's page 175. I encourage you to sing endless harmonies in every key, day to day, one measure at a time. It is then you will figure out the time signature that works best for you. Play on. Sweet things are always happening in the madness, guys. And don't forget to follow, like, subscribe, leave a review about this podcast. I want to hear your thoughts. Shoot me a message on Instagram. Do whatever you need to give me feedback. I love feedback. We learn from feedback. Feedback is what drives us forward. Also, I will drop the link to the Spotify playlist in the description and a link to where you can subscribe to my email list. Have a great day. Till next time, Amanda.